Hello, Chuck and Equipment Jason.
Hey, is Dave in?
No, sir, he is not. Expect him back on Monday.
On Monday, okay. Is there anyone in who might be able to handle the finances of the company, like a controller or CFO or someone along those lines?
No.
No, okay.
What do you need?
I was looking to follow up on an offer that was sent out based on some lending with Bank of America. It looks like it was done about a year ago. And I had the point of contact here is Dave Ford, and so
okay.
I was just kind of wondering if anyone else was able to you know take care of that or not. But if
no,
not,
he's the GM here.
Yeah, that's what I have down. That's what I thought. Do you happen to have a good email address for him? Maybe we can just shoot him a note.
It's probably going to be better if you call him on Monday.
You think
so? His desk is pretty. Yeah, he's been out all week. His desk is pretty messy.
Oh,
you might want to make it Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's pretty busy then.
When he first gets back.
Okay, definitely. Just quick question for you. Do you guys offer financing to your customers?
No. Oh, yeah. We've got different, you know, you've got Sheffield out there and a bunch of others for as far as snowplows go, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
But that's actually on Western's website.
That's also really, sorry, one more time?
I said that's also on Western's website. We sell Western snowplows.
Oh, okay, I see.
And that's usually why we use financing.
I see. That's why you guys finance, or is that why you guys are financing for customers?
We help customers find financing.
I see, okay. Because what we do here is basically like equipment financing and working capital. And
yep.
we have a match or beat policy as well. So any offers that, you know, come out from the outside, we're able to usually match them, and typically we're able to beat them, which is why I asked. So if you have customers that come in and they're looking for equipment financing and, you know, they go to a bank and they're not able to get approved or anything like that, we work with credit tiers A to D. So even if people have bad credit, bad bank statements, things like that, we're typically able to approve them as well. Excuse me. We're typically able to approve them as well. So, I mean, if that comes in handy to you guys.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like I said, there's occasion most people pay with them either cash or credit card or whatever. But
right.
You know, occasionally we get one in there says, I'd like to finance it. And it's like, well, you can go to Western's site. They have financing available there.
I see. Because, I mean, if it's possible, I can shoot over an email. Maybe you can keep me on file and refer customers because... What we would end up doing is pay you guys the full amount, and then the customer handles it through us.
Okay.
If that.
Yeah, that's the same thing. That's the same thing Sheffield does.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. And do they have like a high approval rate there?
Sheffield? Yeah,
yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Usually they can do it in about 30 minutes.
Oh wow! Okay. That is.
They're pretty quick.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, it
really
is.
About 24 hours. So they
yeah,
kinda,
so these guys,
30
they
minutes
got them an answer.
Crazy.
Yeah, they put an answer out in about 30 minutes.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty
it
good.
It really is.
Yeah. All right, then. Sounds like you guys are in pretty good shape at the moment. Maybe I will follow up next week and try and get a hold of Dave.
Okay.
All right.
Sure enough.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Take care.
It usually takes us a day. I said Sheffield's usually got an answer in 30 minutes.
So, Tom, are you Sheffield?
No, he's not.
No?
He's Bank of America. That takes us at least 24 hours. That's pretty quick. I said, yeah, it really is. Damn. Well, at least Bandy's got an air conditioner unit back there now.